Good to have your company from Icon Park this afternoon. The blue team up against the white team. Carlton's final intra-club match of pre-season 2015. The blue team in control at the moment, 4-1-25 to the white team, 2-3-15. Shane McGuinness alongside one of the Carlton youngsters, just sidelined at the moment, Cam Giles. Cam, who do you want to keep an eye on in this second quarter? Who's going to take your fancy?
I think young Billy Gower's impressed in the first quarter, so the young rookie hopefully keeps kicking on after his first quarter. Daisy Thomas has been really good, and the likes of Matt Watson and Tom Bell.
Tell you what, one man who got plenty of the ball in the first quarter was Chris Judd, and I reckon a lot of supporters would be delighted with what they're seeing from Juddy at the moment. Another of those players who seems to have found another level under Mick Malthouse. It's incredible the effect that the coach can have on a player's well-being and his mental state going forward when maybe considering retirement.
Yeah, well, when I found the news that he was going around again, I couldn't be happier. So hopefully Juddy has a really good year and hopefully stays injury-free, and never know, hopefully he goes around again.
We just need to get you out there, Cam, to get a game with the champion.
Be nice.
As the ball just worked up to the wing, they're going to work it forward now, the blue team again. Here's young Tom Fields. Haven't seen him much so far this afternoon. But the white team working well defensively. Rowe just corrals the ball against the boundary line. He shuffled it out. It's going to be picked up, though, by Everett. Managed to get a little handball away. And in the end, it's forced over the boundary line. And a boundary throw in that left forward pocket for the blue team. Good crowd in here this afternoon. Beautiful afternoon at Icon Park, a week out from Carlton's first NAB Challenge match against the West Coast Eagles next weekend in Perth. From the throw-in, Wood easily got the punch away. Ball bounces up, though. It's going to be taken by Carrazzo to Judd again. Handball's inboard. This time picked up for the blue team by Bulger from the Northern Blues, but it's going to be cut off last line of defence by the white team. Both defences working well early in this second quarter. As Murphy now spears a kick down the wing. Clem Smith, recruit from WA, man with plenty of pace to his name. Is he one of those that we'll see running 80 metres, bouncing the ball a couple of times into goal? Cam, you reckon during the year?
Yeah, I think he's the exact type for that. His last trial game, he actually did that same thing down the wing, so no, hopefully he keeps on impressing and gets some AFL under his belt this year.
Certainly been plenty of physicality this afternoon. Teammates usually, just opponents this afternoon. As Judd, just happy to see it over the boundary line in front of Curno. And a boundary throw-in. Ed Curno is one of those players I love to watch. You never know what you're exactly going to get from him. He had to battle injury early last year, but the way he came back from injury, Cam, it must give you a bit of inspiration too, knowing that, hey, once I've overcome my injury and I get out there, anything's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Ed broke his leg last year, so he was out for about 7 to 10 weeks, I think, in the end it was. So, yeah, it's good that he's got some faith in his leg again. He's just such an aerobically gifted player. So, yeah, I've had a lot of chats with him just about long-term injuries, and he's been really good for me.
Young Patrick Cripps, again, in his second year with the Blues. 3 games last year. Nice kick up the wing, but it's going to be intercepted here by Carrazzo. Comes around onto the left boot. Got plenty of height underneath it. Converging on it was Tutt, the former Western Bulldog. Squares it up towards centre half forward with pace. Charging through. Dale Thomas takes a shot at goal on the right. Didn't have the carry, cut off. Last line of defence. Christian Jacks getting back, the former Giant. As the ball bobbles around across half-back for the white team. Curno flicked out a handball, intercepted, trying to run onto it. Was McDonough, one of the Northern Blues top-up players this afternoon. He's going to get a free kick. Handball to Armfield. His last year under contract for the Blues. He'll be out to prove himself. Kick inside 50, and a strong mark taken by Matthew Watson. We mentioned in the first quarter, Cam, just how strong he was across half forward. Kicked a great goal in the first quarter. This one's much easier, virtually directly in front, 25 metres out.
Yeah, that's just a show of strength right there. Just pushed his man underneath the footy, so I reckon he'll go back and slot this.
He's one that can play either end of the ground, and At the moment, he's playing the forward end and playing it very, very nicely as he gets his second goal of the afternoon and just gets one back for the white team. Pretty even contest at the moment here at Icon Park. As Dennis Armfield just comes off the ground for a breather. The two Western Bulldogs, we talked about Liam Jones before. Jason Tutt, probably one of the best debuts in AFL football when he debuted for the Western Bulldogs against Port Adelaide a couple of years ago. But how's he settled in to the Carlton club?
Yeah, Tutty's been really good. He's just a role player, knows his role and plays his role. So he's fitted in really well. And he's going great.
Here with thanks to ZTE, tomorrow never waits. Tomorrow certainly never waits for the Carlton Football Club. They'll be out there next week. NAB Challenge 1 against the West Coast Eagles in Perth. As here's Clem Smith again. Might see a bit of that agility here. He was the most agile player in last year's combine. Showed it there. Got the handball to Cam Ward. Launching kick. Top of the goal square. Goes over the pack. Michael Jamieson might knock it over. Make that Simon White did in a boundary throw in left forward pocket. Gee, didn't know whether to go forward or go back, but he got himself out of trouble nicely. Clem Smith, like that stuff. Scored the highest in the agility test at the draft combine last year as Nick Graham takes a shot at goal, misses everything as he swung it onto his right boot. And to bring it back into play will be Simon White. There's another player who had a standout 2014, Cam, Simon White. Just managed to get the consistency in last season.
Yeah, Simon had a great year last year. He's also my mentor, so me and him got a pretty close bond. And hopefully he builds on last year's season.
Any inside information we should know about Simon White, given he's your mentor? Has he given all good advice, Cam, or has some just led you a little bit astray?
Oh, Simon's been all right. He just reckons he's okay.
He just reckons he's okay.
So, no, he's been all right.
He's said to bring up 50 games early on in the season as well. The boy from Perth has the blue team into attack. Buckley had Juddy in support, but Buckley just couldn't keep it in. He actually got a push in the back, and now Buckley will get the free kick. He's deep in that right forward pocket. They're very square pockets here at Icon Park. So you reckon the youngster's going to have a go here, Cam? I think he's going to back himself in. Gee, the check side kick.
Yeah, he did it too.
He had a shot. Not as much at stake today as there would be in an elimination final, but nevertheless, he just misses to the near side, Dylan Buckley. One of those players who you probably expect a little bit more from in 2015, but he certainly got the pedigree behind him. Just the 8 games last year, but he's impressed coming out of defence on a number of occasions. Here's Dale Thomas with the ball at the moment. Kicks up toward right half forward. Coming through to take the mark was Buckley.
I think Men's might have just gone off with a bit of a corky then, so not sure if he'll start icing up or not.
So Troy Menzel was that, Cam. Just a bit of a corky. We'll keep an eye on that because we'd certainly like to see him in the early rounds of the NAB Challenge. Try and keep an eye on the bench, but at the moment, Troy Menzel just off the ground. Sure, the trainers will look at it, but at the same time, they're not going to put any risk on him in an intra-club match. Chris Judd with a free kick at centre-half forward for the blue team. Check the score in a moment. As Judd kicks in toward the pocket, trying to corral and trap the ball, was Tutt. Did so. Got a handball to Buckley. Buckley again on the tight angle. Misses to the near side.
His old man would have kicked it.
Gee, that's a little jab if I've ever heard one, Cam. Just hope he doesn't download the podcast later. You might have to pay for that one. That's a couple that Dylan Buckley's had in that right forward pocket that he's decided to have a go at. Here's Simpson. Let's check the scoreboard midway through the second quarter. It's still the blue team with the ascendancy, up by a goal, 4-3-27 to 3-3-27. 21-hour broadcast this afternoon made possible by ZTE, where tomorrow never waits. Icon Park, Carlton Intra Club, beautiful afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the coverage as Kurnow kicks up toward right half forward. Here's Matthew Watson again. Just pulled up as the ball bounced toward the boundary line in a boundary throw-in. About 55 around from home for the white team at the moment. Anyone in particular, Cam, that you've really picked up on? Thought, gee, they've come out all guns blazing in an intra-club match this afternoon.
Young Clem Smith showed a couple of good signs. Andreas Everett's been pretty good. And along with Dylan Buckley as well.
Is there a fair indication of who will play in NAB 1 next week, or are spots kind of up for grabs?
At the moment, we've pretty much got our squad organised, so it'll be a bit of a young team going over to Perth in Mandurah. So I think you'll see a couple of new draftees and a couple of big names like Bryce Gibbs and Chris Judd probably won't make the trip over.
Tom Bell's just put through an absolute ripper from right half forward, was snapping it around his body on the right boot, bounced into an empty goal square, bounced through as well. And I know it's an intra-club, though, Cam, but it's game on. 4-3-27, each of two. I know there's nothing at stake in terms of points, but you want to prove yourself. You still want to win in your team. You still want to rib your teammates.
Absolutely. Especially the young draftees, they're still trying to earn the respect of the playing group. So that's the best way to do it, by playing games. So our group's pretty competitive. So it's pretty good to see this physical little hit out.
Levi Casbolt going into the ruck for a bit against the Northern Blues' Colson, and it comes down to Carrazzo. Flicks out the handball for the blue team. Here's Zach Tui with a little bit of run. Takes the shot, completes the goal. The Irishman, who is a real settled member of this Carlton side now, managed to cap it off as we see Chris Judd run off the ground for a bit of a break. No injury concerns, which is always good for a player of his age just coming off for a break. But Zach Tui, incredible. You've got three Irishmen in this team at the moment. The two Kierans as well, Sheehan and Byrne. And Zach Tui, the more experienced, but really has become a regular member quite in the make of Pierce Hanley up in Brisbane.
It's pretty unreal what Zach's done in the short amount of time, from converting from Gaelic into AFL. So he's been really impressive. He's very dangerous outside of 50, like we just saw there. So he's pretty unreal at the moment.
Every game last season just has become a mainstay of that defence alongside Michael Jamieson, and no doubt in for a big 2015 is Tui, as his young Cripps again been really impressed by him this afternoon. As I said, just the three games last year, he'll certainly look to double or even triple that this season as Everett handballed it off to Tui. Tui kicks down the wing, no one able to take the mark. The white team with numbers around the ball comes up to White. Little chip forward. Watson wanted to take it off the half volley. Couldn't take it cleanly. Wrestling for the ball. Liam Jones has about three opponents to beat. Beat them all in the end. Got a handball off to Murphy. Murphy tried to handball forward. The blue team, though, with numbers around the ball, they're going to get the turnover, and they affect it well as Jason Tutt kicks up towards centre half forward. Henderson underneath it. Palms it out. Buckley right up against the boundary line. Evaded his man beautifully, Dylan Buckley. Again in the pocket, decides not to have the shot this time. Bounced up perfectly for Cade Simpson, and Nick Graham can run it outside defensive 50. Dylan Buckley, gee, knows how to trap the ball.
He does. He's not leaving that pocket at the moment, is he?
One of the stars to watch for Carlton as Murphy works forward, wants to take on Simon White, steps one way, then the other, and then lays it off, and the white team to have a shot at goal. They currently trail by the 6 points. It's kind of weird watching Mark Murphy run around in the number five. Although certainly not a bad jumper if you're a Carlton player to be running around in, with Chris Judd just off the ground at the moment. As the shot at goal for the white team is good. And we're all even again here at Icon Park. 33 each of two as we close in on half-time in this intra-club match. Good crowd in, probably about 2,500 at the moment. Nice way to spend a Friday evening. And one of the Northern Blues in young Murray slotting that goal through. And we mentioned it before, Cam, the Northern Blues, great opportunity for them. Obviously playing in the VFL each week, they get to play with a few of the seniors, but not too often they get to play alongside Murphy and Thomas and Judd all in the one team.
They'd be loving it at the moment, especially with a bit of a crowd here. VFL games don't get heaps of people their game, so it's a
really good opportunity for them to show their stuff.
And they're doing it well too. A number just showing what they're capable of is Cam Wood again in the ruck. Just palmed it behind him. Got it down to Murphy. Drives the kick forward. Clem Smith on the ground. Handballs to Tom Bell. Got it forward. Simpson has to corral the ball. He didn't manage to in the end. He got the pick up on the second attempt. Handball back to Clem Smith. Outside of the right boot. Magnificent play, Clem Smith. Jeez, we've been touting him highly throughout this match, Cam. And he showed all that he's worth on that occasion. Carlton's third pickup in last year's draft, and we liked very much what we saw just then.
Well, he's electric. No, he's going very well, Clem.
So Clem Smith from the Perth side in the WAFL, pick 60 in last year's national draft. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I'll mention it again. He was the most agile player in last year's national draft, and he showed some of that agility on that occasion. It's one of the traits many of the Indigenous boys come with, but he's certainly shown it already in this intra-club match, and wouldn't be surprised at all if he was able to maybe just sneak a spot in one of the early NAB Challenge matches, possibly even in his home of Perth next week against the West Coast Eagles. Is there an air of excitement ahead of the new season, Cam, the boys ready to get out there? Because pre-seasons, they're renowned for being a slog. How much are the boys really just looking forward to tackling the new season and tackling the NAB Challenge matches as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, last year was a bit disappointing. We didn't achieve what we wanted to achieve throughout the year. Obviously, finals is hopefully a benchmark for this year. We definitely want to be there in September. And, yeah, just being able to play against opposition again, the boys are really excited about that as well.
NAB Challenge matches against the Eagles, Collingwood and Geelong. As going up for the fly was Everett. Couldn't bring it down. All this on the wing. Here's Chris Judd. He's certainly not leaving anything out on the park. He's giving it his all this afternoon, Chris Judd, as the blue team decides to go defensive. Jamison. Short little kick to Dylan Viojo Rainbow. I'm going to look forward to calling that name this season, Cam. Dylan Viojo Rainbow, arguably the best name in the competition this season. As the blue team goes forward, just over the head of Dylan Buckley. Judd's back there, tackled by Curno. Ball came to ground. Buckley takes another shot, this time from the left forward pocket. Misses, hits the post. He needs goal-kicking practice on those angles, Cam. Let's be honest.
He's not kicking enough with his old man in the backyard, I think.
Let's be honest, those tight shots from both the left and right forward pocket not going the way of Dylan Buckley this afternoon, as Cade Simpson gets a little handball across to Matthew Dick. Spears it forward. Casbolt dropped what he probably should have taken. Impeded by Jamison. Casbolt on the second attempt managed to pick it up across halfback. Chain of handballs here for the Blues. They're going to try and run it along the wing. Plenty of pace from this youngster. This youngster, in fact, is Blaine Bokehorst. He took three bounces. Kicks from 55 out. Top of the goal square. Matthew Watson again, the strong body. Didn't need to use it. He had about 3 metres on his opponent. Took the mark out in front, and this for his third goal of the afternoon. Just making a little bit of a mark up forward.
He's going very well. Very good by young Blaine Bokehorst there, running down the wing. He'll slot this as well, old Watson.
Get your thoughts on Bokehorst in a moment as Watson slots his third goal of the afternoon. And the white team may have just hit the front for the first time this afternoon. Bokehorst, the Blues' first pick in last year's draft. He was an impressive player at the Swan Districts. Also hails from Port Hedland in WA. But pick 19 in last year's draft. And clearly has plenty of pace. Cam, anything else you can tell us about him that you've noticed at pre-season training?
Yeah, he's a mature age. So he's 21. So he's coming to the club ready to play AFL footy. He had a very good year with Swan Districts last year. Impressed Shane Rogers enough to take him with our first pick. So very excited to see what he can do this year, and hopefully he gets a lot of AFL under his belt as well.
Yeah, averaged 21 possessions a game with Swannies last year, and that's no mean feat in what is a pretty impressive competition in the Waffle. He's certainly going to be one to watch, Blaine Bokhurst, in season 2015 as the Blue Team through Jason Tutt. I've liked young Tutt's game this afternoon. Certainly getting plenty of it. Looking to make his mark in the Blue Guernsey. As Thomas comes around on his left, spears it down the wing. Dylan Viojo Rainbow tackled. And it's going to be a free kick to Dennis Armfield. One that probably needs to rediscover his form of 2013. Dropped a couple of rungs last year out of contract at the end of season 2015. He's had a bit of it today. That's not the best of kicks. Had to beat two. Jones tried to take it off the bounce. Did. Got a handball sideways. Henderson kicked into a man. Ricocheted back to him. Little soccer off the ground from Judd. Gains about 40 metres. Ball left half forward for the Blue Team. Rowe tried to pick it up. Overran the ball. Little soccer off the ground. Judd versus Bell. Bell, gee, just used some very nice soccer tactics there. He's certainly been getting around the A-League. And we'll see a boundary throw in about 30 metres around from goal for the Blue Team. Do you guys have a bit of a kick of the soccer ball at training sometimes, Cam?
Yeah, we get it out. A couple of the Irish boys love getting the round ball out again.
Indeed they would.
With the Gaelic background.
I noticed Ange Postecoglou down here, big Carlton supporter, was down here the other day as Jason Tutt takes a shot at goal, misses to the near side. Did you guys get to have a chat with Ange at all?
Yeah, had a little chat with Ange. He's obviously got a wealth of knowledge in terms of soccer and very good mates with Mick. It was good to see him.
Geez, nice man to have in the back pocket for Mick Malthouse to call upon the Socceroos. Coach, the newly crowned Asian champion, Socceroos indeed. There's a shot at goal here for Bradley Walsh. Doesn't quite have the carry, bounced on the goal line and may have gone over. It has in the right forward pocket for the Blue Team. We'll see a boundary throw in. Warm afternoon. Been impressed by the skills, though, that we're seeing. Both sides, all players going hard at it, many with something to prove. In the early days of their career at the Carlton Football Club, a number of players like Jax, Tutt, Jones, well, they're all new to the Carlton Football Club and want to make their mark here as well. Ball about 20 metres out from the Blue Team as Wood knocks it down, trying to intercept was Simpson. Umpire found a free kick for throwing and it's going to go the way of the white team, and to take it will be one of the Northern Blues. We'll try and get a bit more news on Troy Menzel as well. Came off with a corky early in this second term. Haven't spotted him since. Try and get some news on him in a moment as here's Blaine Bokhorst again. Kicks through the centre corridor. Clem Smith was there, managed to handball it off to Bell. Bell kicks forward to Jones, edge of the centre square, turns on a dime, launches inside 50. One of the Northern Blues trying to go back with the flight of the ball, but too strong in the end was Andreas Everett. Taking the mark, kicks across half back to Thomas. Coming up a little bit later this evening, the Carlton Player Guernsey presentation for 2015. Good crowd into witness that this evening as Clem Smith again, the agile boy from WA, kicks it up towards centre half forward where Bell is able to take the mark. Can launch from the edge of the centre square. High long kick. Might have had the carry in the end. I think it evaded everyone. It did. Goal to Tom Bell. Has 19 for his AFL career. Not that that one will go on the tally, but gee, he can really work either end of the ground, Tom Bell. We're seeing that today, but just seems to have bulked up a bit, and his athleticism certainly there, Cam.
Yeah, definitely. He's aerobically gifted, Tom, so he's got the ability to work either end and just really wants to stand himself in the best 22 in that midfield. So I think the way he's going at the moment, he's definitely in there, and hopefully we see him there round one.
Andrew Corazzo comes back onto the ground. One of the elder statesmen of this Carlton side. Relinquished his spot in the leadership group, but out to avoid injury of any type in season 2015. And if he can do so, there's no doubt he can have an impact on Carlton's fortunes and their finals aspirations, as Judd trying to get in on the action. Cripps, handball to Corazzo. The advantage is played to the blue team. Corazzo out wide, and we have half time in Carlton's intra-club match of 2015. It's the white team that leads at half time, 8-3-51 to the blue team, 5-5-35.